you. As you know, your regular teacher, Sister Rosetta Stone, is on a small vacation. However, she does send her love and these finger paintings and dust cloths she's making. I am your substitute teacher, Sister Mary Elephant. Class, attention. Attention, class. Class. Thank you. Young man, now give me that knife. Thank you. Now, class, you all know who I am, so let's find out who you are. Class.
Far out, man.
Thank you.
Hey, come on, man.
Now, class, Sister Rosetta has informed me that your assignment for the last 2 months has been to write an essay entitled How I Spent My Summer Vacation. Who would like to read theirs before the class? Class! Thank you. Young man in the first row, stand up, state your name, and read your essay.
Who, me?
Yes, read your essay, please.
I don't have it finished yet, man.
Well, then read what you have, young man.
The first day, no, my vacation. What I did on my summer vacation. The first day of my vacation, I woke up. Then I went downtown to look for a job. Then I hung out in front of the drugstore. The second day of my summer vacation, I woke up. Then I went downtown to look for a job. Then I hung out in front of the drugstore. The third day of my summer vacation, I woke up.
That's fine.
Then I went downtown to look for a job.
That's fine, young
then
man.
Then I got a job.
Young man.
Keeping people from hanging
young
out
man.
In front of the drugstore.
Young man. Thank you.
I still gotta go to camp, man.
Now, class, I have a surprise for you. I'm going to read you some poems out of this lovely book of poetry. The sun kisses the morning skies. The birds kiss the butterflies. The dew kisses the morning grass. Class! Wake up!
I gotta go to the can, man.
I'm gonna need the boys on blow. You're tuned in to the Tears of the Gods sound collage here on WMFO in Medford. Broadcasting out of Studio C this evening. A much smaller physical space. This evening, we're celebrating next Thursday's April 20th marijuana holiday with a sound collage called Smoking with Cheech and Chong. And we're mixing up songs about smoking in general with some comedy sketches from the duo Cheech Marin and Tommy Chong, whose heyday was in the 1970s and the 1980s. And then we also heard some Orb. Yeah, we started off the last set with a track I found on Chuck Yu's Marijuana Music Volume 1, Dash Rip Rock's version of Let's Go Smoke Some Pot. And then it was the Orb with their Towers of Dub, followed by Peggy Lee, Don't Smoke in Bed. Very sensible advice. I remember when I was a little kid, there was one evening, a whole bunch of excitement down the street with fire engines and loud noises and fire equipment, lights. And our neighbor who smoked cigarettes said, set his mattress on fire and, well, there was a bunch of repair work and, yeah. Having your home burn would be a pretty traumatic thing. One of the things I'm scared of, so I've got a couple of fire extinguishers placed strategically around the house, ready if necessary. Thank you, DJ Chris Major, one of Somerville's firefighters. So, yeah, after Peggy Lee, thank you, Professor Daniel Dennett, for that show and station ID, one of my big intellectual idols. And then it was Nashville Pussy with Blowin' Smoke, followed by Cheech and Chong's Sister Mary Elephant, and then Motley Crue's very cool cover version of Smoking in the Boys' Room. And backing me up right now, continuing, is Irv Tybell's fabulous recording of the 1969 Easter Be-In, New York Central Park. So, you know, even though marijuana is the safest known psychoactive drug, legal for adult recreational use in many states, including Massachusetts, and nobody has ever died from an overdose, when you get high, your brain functions differently. Ha! That's the point, isn't it? Yeah. Consuming cannabis and products derived from it containing THC is going to alter your senses and change the way your body processes perceptions and thoughts, and affect your reaction times, most dangerously when you're faced with an immediate emergency situation, which can happen at any time when you're driving. It's a delusion that stoned drivers are better. Impaired drivers of any kind are more dangerous to themselves and others. So if you're under the influence of anything, never even think about getting behind the wheel of a motor vehicle and driving. Walk to your destination, take public transportation, or find some way of getting a ride from an unimpaired driver. Spend your time peacefully enjoying life as you safely get to your destination, instead of anxiously worrying about whether you might kill other people with a single mistake in your judgment, because that's all it takes when you're driving a big, heavy motorized vehicle at speed. This has been a public service message from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio. So we got another half-hour longish set for you. And, well, we're going to be doing pretty much the same thing. A bunch of songs about about smoking in general. And then another sketch, a music sketch song piece from Cheech and Chong and supposedly Alice Bowie. So some of the artists we're going to hear in here is Red Dragon. Definitely a, they're going to talk about lighting their spliff. And then we got Jello Biafra and a Chuck U piece from his Hemp for Victory, Grow More Pot. Sublime is in the mix. And also Junior Marvel. But first, let's start things off with something from Ultra Lounge Volume 6, Rhapsodesia. This is called Smoke Gets in Your Eyes. Here on the Tears of the Gods Sound Collage, WMFO in Medford.
Single room with three other individuals. One of them was a male, and the other two, well, the other two were females. God only knows what they were up to in there. And furthermore, Susan, I wouldn't be the least bit surprised to learn that all four of them habitually smoke marijuana cigarettes. Reefers.
Take care of head. out there know that for the first time in American history, the U.S. Army was used in a war operation against the American people? Yes. Right near here, up in Humboldt County, about 200 miles north of San Francisco, right near a town called Shelter Cove, get this, 300 to 400 American GIs dressed and fully armed with the automatic rifles, armed for battle, fanned out on maneuvers through the woods, backed up by a dozen Black Hawk attack helicopters. The mountain people up there were frightened out of their wits. They thought there was a war going on, especially the ones who had soldiers kicking in the doors to their cabins and putting guns to their heads in front of their children. Why? Who was the enemy in this war? Not the communists, not Saddam Hussein, not Earth First or even the Spotted Owl. No, the enemy. They called out the army to put down, secretly, so as few people outside of Humboldt would get alarmed as possible. It wasn't even a person or an army or a terrorist group, it was a plant. The marijuana plant. And they actually did find a few for the GIs to pull up, and then they had to fly in more from the government stash so the pile would look big enough when they lit the bonfire for the network TV news cameras so they could say, yes, another triumph in the drug war. Drug war. War. The American army sent to war against the American people. And we're supposed to feel relieved and secure and protected. Protected from what? A lot of people with more guts than I'll ever have risked their life and limb all last summer at the Earth First Redwood Summer Action up in Humboldt County. They were chaining themselves to redwoods that were 3 times wider than they were spread eagle. They were 800 years old as the saws buzzed right over their heads. They stood in the dirt as the bulldozers charged them and stopped right at their toes. Or people waved clubs at them, charged them with logging trucks, shotguns, you name it, all to try and save some of the last unspoiled virgin forest we have left anywhere in this country from being chopped down and made into toilet paper, TV guides, and the Weekly World News. On the other side, the loggers saying, what about our jobs? What about our families? What about our lives? You needed wood and cardboard to make those protest signs. We need fuel. We need paper. It's almost gone. Where are we going to get more? The answer for centuries has been right under our nose. Grow more pot. If we're serious about saving the earth, saving the ozone, and our freedom to go about saving the earth and the ozone, we should start by paying all those dirt poor coca farmers in South America and out of work loggers in Fortuna and Eureka and Midwest family farmers and Rust Belt families too, to all get together and grow more pot. Why? Get ready for this. There's a book out. It's called The Emperor Wears No Clothes. The author's name is Jack Harar. It's published by Queen of Clubs. I think there's ads for it in High Times or Normal, National Organization for Reform of Marijuana Laws. They could direct you to one, I'm sure. And in this book, among other places, it is written, before the 20th century, the marijuana plant provided almost all the world's paper, all the world's clothing and textiles, and almost all the world's rope. According to none other than the U.S. Department of Agriculture, you can make 4 times as much paper from an acre of marijuana hemp plants as you can from an acre of trees. And instead of chopping down all the redwoods in Humboldt County and turning Northern California and Oregon and Washington into Appalachia or the Sahara Desert, if you do it with hemp plants, you can just grow another crop a few months later and make more paper. at 1/4 the cost of making paper from wood pulp and only 1/5 the pollution. The ancient Romans knew this and grew it. Henry VIII made each farmer in Old England grow their share, because they knew if you want the strongest natural fiber there is, you all got to do your part for the king and grow more pot.
Sounds like Spongebob when I'm Solomon Grant. All ganja man, me a begging the world on a split eye. Sense me, they have a ban. Man, I said, ganja man, rich, I can't say that. You don't deal in public, no, no. Watch out, what was it? They see me while I light my split. Oh, God, I got no take away. Oh, from reality, I just can't check. Oh, God, I got no take away. For when me say, take it easy. Rest of you, take it easy. That's why me sing out with me. Me say no give no cigarette for me no smoke yes a stinger. Give me no cocaine, me no sleeper. Give me sense of me no me say make me light tinta. Got the sense of me no that I give me lyrics. Don't give me no coke. Got me no one that to sleep. If you have enough herb I would allow it. Just don't give me a cigarette. Me no smoke yes a stick. Give me a cigarette for make me build a biggest flip. Got in the yara she a cook that a fish. In time she ran on me pirate dish. Worse than she know me gone check Natty Chris. Know me on the trend we have flip on a biggest flip. See me with me herb, nobody say that is wrong. Herb is the healing of the nation. In time me smoke you give me inspiration. To talk intelligent lad to each and everyone. Excuse me while I light my spliff. Oh God, I got no take a whiff. But from reality I just can't tip. Oh God, I got no take away. For when me say take it easy, rest of you take it easy. That's why me sing away, me say, what me say? Something says it in the way to smoke, smoke. Why you make your mouth go easy, don't. Really says it in the way me bun. I'll go read your mouth, I hope yum. And it's a man, they don't say no crack no more. How you not say, say you are destroy the poor. And it's a man, they are beg you stop selling. How you not see, say you are kill out the rich? For me some man, they just pass a cigarette. It will give you cancer, it will give you shot, I bet you want something to smoke, take a smoke a fast clip. I meditate and me say, you no bad and if a guy come confront me about him a trouble. Hold me to try this, I took the one you're stronger. Me no bum, nothing stronger than sense in. Asking for a sticker, say no sell that. Asking for a whistle, I say no sell that. Fall boy, he must still have the sick old kind of crap. Now for back me spliff and then me strike my matter when me sing. They sing me while I light my spliff. Oh God, I got no drink away. From reality I just get tripped. Oh God, I got no drink away. For when me sing, take it easy. Rest of you, take it easy. That's why me sing you with me. If you a bad ganja man, me say let me see your hand. Salaman, he was the wildest man. That's why every morning me say me have to burn a spliff. That's from reality I don't want to drift. I see enough youth get up and I poke them a sniff. And 2 months time me say them done lunatic. They see me while I light my spliff. Oh God.
record, man. I just bought it.
I don't care what you just bought. You get your little fanny perpendicular and get ready for school.
I'm not going to school.
What do you mean you're not going to school?
Just what I said. I'm not going to school.
And why not?
Because I'm sick. That's why not.
Sick? You're sick, all right. What's wrong with you now, Prince Charming?
I got an earache.
Earache, my eye. How would you like a buttache? Now get your little fanny out of that bed and clean up this room. It looks like a pigsty. You hear me? All right, that's enough. That's enough. You push me far enough, young man. You're getting punished. Now stand up.
No.
I said stand up.
I let go of my hair, man.
Now, young man, I have talked to you and talked to you and talked to you till I'm blue in the face and I'm done talking to you.
Good. Does that mean you're done spitting on me too?
Shut up. I'm not done talking to you. Now turn around and bend over.
What are you gonna do, you pervert?
Pervert? Why are you snotty? Oh, shut up! I haven't even touched it yet. Now I want you to know this is gonna hurt you a lot more than it's gonna hurt me.
Oh, wow. That didn't even hurt.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, wow. What are you trying to do? Tickle me?
Tickle you? Yeah, I'll tickle you.
Ow!
Oh, is that tickle, huh? Come on, real tickle! Come on, laugh it up, funny
boy! No more!
All right, are you gonna do what I tell you?
Yeah!
You gonna talk back to me?
Yeah!
What?
I mean, no!
All right. Now you get your clothes on and get your little butt ready for school. Right now, do you understand?
Yeah.
All right.
Such as the smoking of marijuana.
Freedom of choice.
As a producer of paper than wood pulp. We could be saving land now being used to grow wood pulp to make marijuana paper if we had legal marijuana hemp growing.
A serious eye disease. Doctors tell him the only drug which can save his sight is tetrahydrocannabinol.
Marinera, pero para mí ella es canela. Like bonita, más guapa, más guapa, eh. Ahora viene la guitarra. Vamos a bailar. Ahora mismo. De la marinera, sus besos tienen sabor a fresa, pero siempre termino con un ladrillo en la cabeza. Y todas las mañanas igual, ella se levanta en la gloria, yo tengo que ir al trabajo de rodilla. A esta tía tienes negra, negra, negra. Déjame en paz.
No stems, no seeds that you don't need. Acapulco Gold is
bad as weed.
Cut. How'd that sound to you?
Hey, man, that was far out, man. We gotta cut.
Yeah, that sounded pretty good to me. I think we can wrap it up.
Oh, I know, man. No, I wanna do it again, man.
Again?
Yeah, man, like I had a thing to do, you know, where you talk, man, where the cat talks. I got a thing to say, man. I was gonna say it, but I forgot it, man.
You wanna do it again?
Yeah, man, let's do it again.
Party, hold on.
Okay, alright.
Hold it, give me a joint, man. Give me another joint. Okay, far out, man. Okay, we'll get it right this time, man.
Alright, let's try it again.
Okay.
Ready?
Yeah.
Acapulco Gold filters, take 403.
Now this some bad weed.
Hi there, folks. Smoking more now but getting high less? Try new Acapulco Gold filters, regular and menthol. Acapulco Gold, just a stony, 3 hits longer. And be sure to save the groovy coupons on the back. How do you think I got this? Out of side hash pipe. But don't just take my word for it. Listen to what Ashley Roachclip of the Jefferson Hair Pie has to say.
Hey, that's right, man. You know, I really, man, like, cats really telling you where it's at, man. Nah, man. I'm gonna tell you, every time I lay some of this gold on my friends, man, they light it up, man, and they just take one talk, man. And they look at me and say, Roach, this weed's a motherfucker, man.
Oh, now you can't say that in there. You know that's not you. That's not right.
Hey, man, what you want now? Good grammar or good taste?
All right, listen, we'll keep going. Remember, folks, it's Acapulco Gold, the herb superb. Long in the leaf and short in the can. No stems, no seeds that you don't need. Acapulco Gold is
bad as we.
Cut. Listen, we can bleep out that other part. I think it'll be okay.
Hey, that was all right, man. Did you like that bit?
Yeah, that one, I loved it. It's good.
Hey, that was far out.
That's all right. Okay, good. Let's
hey,
let's
hey, no, part. Man. Hold it, man. I mean, I dug it now. You know, I mean, that was it. I really dug it. You know, that's the one, man. Yeah. But there's a thing, man, I want to do with the matches in front. So, hey, can you do it again?
Yes, you are tuned in to WMFO in Medford. This is the Tears of the Gods sound collage, and we are celebrating next week's April 20th marijuana holiday with a theme called Smoking with Cheech and Chong. We commenced that last set with the Mallet Men and Smoke Gets in Your Eyes from Ultra Lounge Volume 6, Rhapsodesia. Then it was Sublime with Smoke Two Joints, Jello Biafra, talking about growing more pot in a Chuck U montage from his Hemp for Victory CD compilation. Then it was Red Dragon with Light My Spliff from their Smoke the Herb album. And then Cheech and Chong once again, Earache My Eye. That's a pretty cool song, too. It's a number of bands have covered it. Then we heard from Partner with Dance Hemp Mix. And Junior Marvel was next with Marijuana Boogie. And then Cheech and Chong's sketch commercial, Acapulco Gold Filters. So we got a little over 15 minutes left. And as I mentioned at the beginning of the show, the great jazz drummer Gene Krupa was arrested and spent time in jail for smoking some joints, some marijuana cigarettes. And, well, let's hear from him right now. This is a piece called That Drummer's Band. Thank you.
All rise, court is now in session. Face the flag, your country recognizes the principles for which it stands. Sit down. Municipal Court number 38 is now in session. Honorable Gladys Stacks presiding.
Good morning. Bailiff, you may call the first case of the day.
State versus Horwinkle. State versus Horwinkle. Leslie Horwinkle, please step to the docket. Are you Leslie Horwinkle?
Well, if I wasn't Leslie Horwinkle, I wouldn't be here now, would I?
Just sit down over there, Horwinkle.
Kiss my ass.
Judge, this is case 148, People versus Horwinkle. That's one I talked about yesterday.
The hell are you staring at, you goddamn fascist pig?
Be quiet, Horwinkle.
Have you ever seen a criminal before?
Mr. Horwinkle.
I'm just going to read the
kiss
charge.
Kiss my ass, you stupid bastard. Tell me.
Leslie Horwinkle, you are charged on the night of September 14th at approximately 8 p.m., you did willfully, with malice aforethought, sexually assault a 16-year-old girl. How do you plead?
I plead insanity.
Insanity?
That's right, insanity. I'm just crazy about that stuff.
Mr. Horwinkle, this has not been the first time you have appeared before this court on such a charge, and we must make sure that you do not appear here again. Bailiff, whack his pee-pee.
Get your hands off me now. Go on, you stupid bastard.
Bailiff, call the next case, please.
State versus Stoner. State versus Stoner. Are you counsel for Stoner?
Yes, I am. Thank you. All right, listen. Just sit over there, and I'll do the talking, okay? Just be quiet.
Man, relax, man. You know, it's cool, man.
All right,
we
listen.
Got this sucker in the bag.
Okay, now listen. I'll do the talking. When I call on you to come up, don't forget what you have to say, okay?
Oh, yeah, man. Okay. Hey, man, it's cool.
Just sit down, man. I'll do the talking.
Yeah, man. Go, you know, do your trip, man.
Okay, now just be quiet. Well.
Ladies and gentlemen of the jury, Your Honor. Now, it might seem suspicious that my client had in his possession at the time of his arrest 24 pounds of marijuana, 5,000 LSD capsules, and a gallon of Ripple wine. To the layman on the street, this may seem suspicious. However, there is an excuse, Your Honor. There is an explanation. It seems that my client had merely found these drugs, and he was on his way to the police department to turn them in at the time of his arrest. Now, we're not saying that my client is an angel. We admit openly that on two occasions he has smoked marijuana, and on one occasion taken LSD, of course, under the clinical supervision of a doctor. Now, what we want you to do tonight, ladies and gentlemen, is to look inside your hearts, to examine your own consciences, and remember this: judge not, and ye shall not be judged. Now, as a true sign of repentance, I'd like to have my client step forward and say just a very few words in his own behalf at this time.
Far out, man. I almost broke my neck, man. Oh, that's heavy, man. Oh, wow.
Don't forget what I told you to say. Just, man.
Hey, Your Honor, man.
No, not that way. The judge is up there.
Yeah. Hey, Your Honor, man. Now, dig, man. Like, I know a lot of cats, man, call you a pig. You know what I mean? Not really, man. Like, you know, but I ain't like that, man. You dig? Because I dig pigs, man.
Quiet about pigs.
Not really, man. You see, my old lady's a pig. You understand? Hey, yeah, listen, man. Like my man here says now, you dig? I've only tried marijuana, man, I guess. 22 times, man. Twice, man. And yeah, man. And I only did acid, man. 10 times, man.
No, once.
Yeah. No, once, man. Yeah, really, man. Now, listen, man. Now, dig. I know, man, where that drug trip leads, man. Like, I know it's really a drag, man. You know, because I, you know, like, I really can dig that you get hung up, man, you know. And you get hung up, man, you know, and you just go through some, man. You know what I mean, man?
Like, don't you
far out, man. You know what I mean? Like, it's a heavy, far out thing, man. And you know, really get involved, man. You know what I mean? Like, this whale, man, once you get there,
what
man,
I think my client is trying to say at this time, Your Honor, is that
you know, like,
he has transcended
really
the drug
gone,
experience. Yes, that's it. He has gone beyond that. He needs no crutches
on,
to face...
Hold on, man. Hold it, man. I'm doing the rap.
He needs no crutches to face society every morning as a useful producing
citizen. Hold it, man. I'm talking to the cat, man.
Order in the car.
I'm talking to the dude, man. You just shut up, man. You understand? Now just shut up, man. Or you're gonna blow it for me. A dig, man. Like, man, like, you know, I don't need no marijuana, man. You know what I mean, man? And I don't need no acid, man. You know what I mean? You know? Because I'm hooked on dollars, man.
Thank you.
You've been listening to the Tears of the Gods sound collage. Broadcasting here from WMFO Studio C in the Somerville Medford campus of Tufts University. This evening, we're looking forward to celebrating April 20th, 420 next week, the big marijuana holiday. And we've been smoking, figuratively, with Cheech and Chong this evening, playing a whole bunch of songs about smoke and having some of the orb in there. That last kind of pretty shorter set, we began with Gene Krupa, who got arrested for smoking pot. Really ruined his career. That Drummer's Band was the name of that song. And then it was Cheech and Chong in their sketch, Tripping in Court. And we finished things off with Dizzy Gillespie and his Tour de Force from Jazzmasters 10. And as we've been having as our ambiance this whole episode, we've got Irv Tybell's fabulous recording of the 1969 Easter Bee-In in New York City Central Park. Thanks so much for listening. I expect to be back again with another sound collage for you next week. And remember, if you're under the influence of anything, never even think about getting behind the wheel of a motorized vehicle and driving. People die that way.